Dr. John Rick, the consultation report on patient Marlene Wilson. Consultation request by Dr. Charlie Son. Reason for consultation. Supraventricular tachycardia. History patient is a 73-year-old female with supraventricular tachycardia for the last few years. Period. For the last 1 year, patient is getting more frequent episodes of supraventricular tachycardia. Patient went to the hospital a few times. At one time, patient required cardioversion period. A patient's Holter mount study showed supraventricular tachycardia period. A patient is referred to me for electrophysiological studies and radio frequency evaluation of supraventricular tachycardia. Patient's echocardiogram showed a normal left ventricular function period. Patient's complaining of chest pain, shortness of breath, dizziness, or near syncope associated with the supraventricular tachycardia period. Current medication, metoprolol tartrate, 25 milligram, 2 times daily. Metformin, 1,000 milligram, twice daily. Semistatin, 40 milligram daily. Lisinopril, 2.5 milligram daily. Allopurinol, period. Allergies, non-drug allergies, social history, no history of smoking, alcohol, or drug use, family history, no history of premature coronary disease or cardiac dysrhythmia. Review system in general, denied in recent weight gain, weight loss, no vision, no hearing impairment, cardiovascular, aspirin history, pulmonary, no history of pneumonia, COPD, abdominal history, nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea, estimated no history of arthritis, on examination, blood pressure, 122 over 80, pulse is 67, respiration 16, weight is 226 pound. HEND, no JVD, lungs clear, bilaterally heart is regular rate and rhythm, 1 over 6, systole murmur, heart of the external border, there is no gallop or up, driven soft, normal active, ball sound estimated, no edema. Clicking machine number 1, supraventricular tachycardia. Recommendation, patient has supraventricular tachycardia and discussed symptomatic period. A patient failed medical therapy period. Discuss with the patient regarding electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation for supraventricular tachycardia. Procedure is kind of benefit. Discuss with the patient. Possible risk included but not limited to bleeding, hematoma, infection, heart block, which may require pacemaker implantation. Period. Patient agreed for the procedure. Please send a copy to Dr. Charlie Son.